सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं।
सो इन चैप्टर 3 ऑफ भगवद गीता वी हैव सीन लॉर्ड हैज गिवन मेनी आर्गुमेंट्स व्हाई अर्जुन शुड डू कर्मयोग। मेनी आर्गुमेंट्स ही हैज गिवन and in slok number 30 he says how to act in this world. mai sarvani karmani sanyasya adhyatma chetasa nirasi nirmamo bhutva yuddhasya vigachvara. The whole karma yoga is explained in verse number 30 and we say this is the pran sloka of chapter 3. If you have to refer to what is karma yoga, refer to slok 30. मई सर्वाणी कर्माणी संन्यस्य तो ऑल योर एक्शंस सर्वाणी ऑल 100% नॉट 99.9 सर्वाणी कर्माणी ऑल कर्म संन्यस्य अध्यात्म चेष्टा संन्यस्य रिनाउंस अध्यात्म चेष्टा फिक्सिंग योर माइंड इन मी। फिक्सिंग इन योर माइंड इन मी मीन्स यू कंसीडर योर सेल्फ एज सर्वेंट ऑफ द लॉर्ड। Your first identification should be that I am servant of the Lord. Second, I am father, I am mother, I am officer, I am child, I am maternal uncle, this and that and all that. First, who are you? I am servant of Lord. So, nesadhyatva chesa, nirasi. Nirasi, free from hope. When you are acting at that time, don't think about the fruit of action. You have got all the liberty to think about the fruit of action that I want $1 trillion. Yes, before starting your project, you arrange, you think, you plan. But when you execute your plan, at that time, don't think about the fruit of action because you have to put in 100% of your mind on the action. While acting, if you start thinking about the fruit of action, that means 100% of the mind is not put into the action, therefore the result will not be 100%. Very simple logic. Plan for 1 trillion, doesn't matter, it's okay, good. But at the time of execution of your plan, don't think about 1 trillion at that. Go on working. Nirmamo, nirmamo, it relates to past. Nirasi relates to the future. The fruit of action will come in future. Nirasi, nirasi means we are attached to whatever we have got, whatever we have earned in the past. If you start thinking, if my project, this project is completed, so I already have got 1 million. If this is successfully completed, then I will get another 1 million. So the total will be 2 million. If you start thinking at the time of action, again the same principle. You are not putting in 100% of your mind. Therefore, the result will not be 100%. Bhutva yudhasya vigachvara. So while acting in the presence, what we have to do? Vigachvara, no excitement. No excitement. So don't think about the past, don't think about the future, and don't get excited while acting. So put in your 100%. So this is karma yoga. Then Lord says, if you follow, what you will get if you don't follow. He says, ye me matam idam nityam anusthanti manava. Anusthanti means practice. Those who practice nityam, not once a while, nityam, what? My matam, my teaching. My teaching, if somebody practices it, then manava, only in manav form, only the man in the human form you can practice. Karmyo, manava, muchyante tepi karmivi, you be freed from the action. Bandhan over, no vasana left, no rebirth, liberated. So whatever Lord has suggested, if we act in the world in that way, we will be liberated. Number one. Sraddhavanto muchyante tepi. Sraddhavanta. One person has got the faith. Faith in the karmayoga. But he is not acting because of his prarabdha. Or laziness. Tamas. Because of tamas or prarabdha, he is not able to practice karmayoga. But he has got sraddha. He has got faith. Lord says, muchyante tepi karmivi. You all can say, yes, we are in this category only, you know. We have got faith. But for some reason or other, I am not able to practice karma yoga. Bhagwan says, muchyante tepi karmi. Because Shraddha is there, one day time will come that you will start practicing. Therefore, in course of time, you will also get liberated. Simple. Anusuyanta. Anusuyanta means not cavilling, not criticizing. If somebody is not criticizing, this person has got no faith. But he is not criticizing also karma yoga. So Bhagwan says, this person also in due course of time will get liberated. Why? Are he can change his mind. He can change his mind. He will have faith and start acting. The moment you start acting on karma yoga, result will come. Then he says, yetu etat abhyusyanta, one who is carping or who is criticizing this. Nanu tashtanti me matam. Matam is my teaching. Nanu anutashtanti. He is not practicing. He is not practicing, and on the other hand, he is criticizing. In the earlier verse, he was not criticizing, but this person is criticizing. Sarva gyan bimudhan tan vidhi nastan chesa. So diluted of all knowledge, dharma and brahma. Whatever knowledge you have got, dharma and brahma, that means the subject matter of Veda. Sarva-gyan, all the gyan is written in Vedas. What is the two important topics of Veda? For our purpose now, it is dharma and brahma. Dharma and brahma. Tan vidhi, you know them. Nashtan achetasah. Nashtan chetasah. Nashtan is devoid of discrimination. And they are ruined. Nashtan. They are ruined. They have got no Shraddha. They are criticizing Karma Yoga. So what will happen to them? They will be ruined. Then Bhagwan says, why people are not practicing it? It is so beneficial. So says, Shradisham Cheshtate Swasya Prakrite Gyanvan Api. Even the Gyanvan who is listening. Gyanvan doesn't mean the realized person here. Gyanvan means he has got the intellect by which he knows what is dharma, adharma. He is understanding everything. But sradhisam chesa swasya prakriti nature. But when he acts in the world, he is acting according to his own prakriti. Own prakriti means according to his own vasana. Now you know what is vasana. Each person is acting in this world according to his vasana. Even though he is gyanvan api, we all are gyanvan. We have understood the science of Karma Yoga. But still, we act in the world according to our vasanas. Prakritim yanti bhutani. And this bhutani, these beings, then yanti, they follow what? Prakritim. They follow their nature. Even after studying Bhagavad Gita, they follow their nature. What is their nature? Vasana. According to their vasana, they all act. Nigraham kim karishyati. What will the realization do? What will realization do? Acha, Bhagwan, is there any way out? There is way out, I will tell you. Everybody is acting according to his vasana. How to come out of this vasana? I will tell you. Okay, verse number 34.
Indriyasya indriyasyarthe. Ragadveshau vyavasthitau. Tayornavasamagachet. Tau yasya paripanthino. Indriyasya indriyasyarthe. Ragadveshau vyavasthitau. Tayornavasamagachet. Tau yasya paripanthino.
Indriyasya of the senses, indriyasya arthe, in the object, in the senses. Rag dvesho vyavasthito, this rag and dvesh. In earlier verse the word was prakriti, and I explained this prakriti is nothing but vasana. Here Lord is taking the word rag dvesh. Many times those who are hearing Vedanta, they know vasana is what? Likes and dislikes is vasana. So rag dvesh means vasana only. Vyavasthito seated. So where is this rag and dvesh seated? So Bhagavan says it is in your senses. In your senses. Tayo navasam agachet. Bhagavan says, tayo of these two, rag and dvesh, navasam agachet, you should not come under their sway. So Bhagavan advice is there in each one of us, the rag and dvesh, likes and dislikes, which is nothing but vasana in all of us. He said, don't come under the sway of vasana. Don't come under the sway of rag and dvesh. Why Bhagavan? Tauhi asya paripanthino. These two are your enemies. Paripanthino. Rag and dvesh, these are two enemies. Okay. So how many indriyas we have got? We have got 5 jnanendriya and 5 karmendriya, organs of perception and organs of action. What are the objects of 5 organs of perception? Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Sabda, sound, sparsa, touch, rupa, form, rasa, taste and gandha, smell. And what are the objects of the 5 karmendriya? So 5 karmendriya is for vaka, speech, for hand, grasping, for feet, gamanam, going, for genitals, it is reproduction, anus, excretion. So these are the functions. So each indriya functions in their sense object. The ear will not see, eyes will not hear. So they have got a specific function. They all remain in their sense object. And in each indriya is seated the rag and dvesh. So we have divided the whole world into two. Likes, dislikes. And each individual's list is different. Each individual in your family will find husband's likes and dislikes are different. Wife's likes and dislikes are different. Children's likes and dislikes are different. So sometimes mother has to cook according to the choice of husband. Sometimes according to her own choice. Sometimes according to the choice of their children. Each one of them have got different. So likes and dislikes may relate to people, objects, beings and thoughts. It can relate to anything. Anything. So jnani knows rag and dvesh are in the senses. But where is the ajnani? He thinks rag and dvesh are in the sense objects. The difference is only this much. Jnani knows that rag and dvesh are in senses inside. Ajnani thinks rag and dvesh, likes and dislikes are outside in the sense objects. Outside in the sense objects. But we'll prove it is inside. It's not in the object. Take an example of a cigarette. Somebody likes it, others may not like it. So now object is one and same. Cigarette is one and same. One person likes and enjoys it, other person, he dislikes and suffers. So where is the like and dislike? Inside, it's not in the object. So jnani can control senses, like the tortoise controls its all limbs, whenever the tortoise thinks that there is some danger, he immediately withdraws all his limbs. Similarly, Jnani also, he will withdraw. But the Jnani don't know. And they are caught. So Rag Des comes to all, both Jnani and Ajnani. Rag and Des, likes and dislikes, is with everybody. Everybody. Okay, but how is Jnani? Jnani is Bita Raga Bhai Krodha Sthita Pragya. Bita Raga. No Rag. Bita Raga Bhai Krodha. And how is the Jnani? He comes under the sway of likes and dislikes. So Lord is suggesting how to conquer this Prakriti, Raga and Dvesha, how to conquer. So it is there with all of us. They are all highway robbers. They are our enemies. So don't become victim of Raga and Dvesha. Don't come under their sway. So Raga and Dvesha sprout. When sense objects come in our presence, they will arise. Many times we have seen, Raga and Dvesha are very subtle. They don't disturb us all of them don't appear at a time. It's only when the sense object comes, the likes and dislikes will come. Therefore, you will file in the India also, in the all, you go, they have got the windows and they display there all the sari or the shirt and all this thing or jewelry. The moment you see, you are at a, if you don't see, there is no desire. There is no desire. But the moment you see, oh yeah, this one is good. This is new thing has come. I like this. Likes and dislikes immediately come. So Bhagwan says, what is to be done? Be alert. Be alert. This is upay. Be alert. Notice them when they come. They will come. Notice them. Be alert and vigilant. Otherwise, Raga and Dvesha will catch you. You should be vigilant and alert. Very vigilant. Yes, it is coming. Yes, I know. This is anatma. A new design of sari. I have got 100 in my almira. I should not come under the sway of this Raga and Dvesha. Okay. Be firm. Don't exceed your limit. Suppose you have seen Pav Bhaji and you like it, Pav Bhaji, you see. You like Pav Bhaji. Don't exceed limit. Today Pav Bhaji has come, so I should over it. No! No! So how will you convince yourself? You have to convince that this body, mind, intellect, equipment is given by God. It is for His service. This BMI is meant for His service, not for my service. I can eat little bit of Pav Bhaji, it's okay. But don't overload. Then, second argument you can take, suggest yourself, Sarve Indriya Jarayanti Teja. It will burn away my Indriya. So it is Prakriti. Prakriti is more powerful, but I have to fight. I have to fight with it again and again, again and again. I may not be able to win, but if you continue to fight, you will weaken your enemy, Raga and Dvesha. If you don't fight at all, this Raga and Dvesha will increase. They will become stronger. So we have to fight. We may not win, doesn't matter. But I fought. Slowly, 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 this enemy will weaken. And if we continue to fight, then by the power of the higher goal, one day we will be successful in our fight. Then what is the correct way of fighting? Lord suggests in our next verse.
Sreyan swadharmo vigunah.
Sreyan swadharmo vigunah.
Paradharmat swanusthitat.
Paradharmat swanusthitat.
Swadharme nidhanam shreyah.
Swadharme nidhanam shreyah.
Paradharmo bhayavah.
Paradharmo bhayavah.
Shreyan swadharmo vigunah. Paradharmat swanushthitat. Swadharme nidhanam shreyah. Paradharmo bhayavah.
Shreyan. Shreyan means better. Swadharma, one's own duty. Biguna, devoid of merit. Even your duty is devoid of merit. Merit. Paradharmat swanushthitat. Paradharmat, then the duty of others. Swanushthitat, well discharged. Well discharged. Swadharma nidhanam shreya. It is better to die in your own swadharma, doing your own duty. Paradharma bhayava, and duty of other is fraught with fear. So better is one's own duty, though devoid of merit, than the duty of another well discharged. Better is the death in swadharma. Paradham is fraught with the fear. So what is the meaning of dharma? So normally we see one's own duty, righteousness, good conduct, noble qualities, etc. But dharma essentially means the law of being of anything in the world. Law of being. So personality of a man is determined by the pattern of thoughts entertained by him. Thoughts are based on the past expressions, past impressions. That is vasana. That is what we were studying in Vivek Chudamani class. In the last class also we have studied. Vasanas are very subtle. According to your vasana, according to your likes and dislikes, thought will come in the mind. When the thought comes into the mind, you come to know. You come to know what is the type of vasana you have got in the your likes and dislikes. Only you come to know. When the same thought is expressed at the body level, then the world comes to know what is your personality. If you are doing some unrighteous thing, adharmic thing, lustful thing, whole world will come to know this person's character is like this, his vasanas are like this. But if you want to ascertain your own personality, watch the thoughts which are coming in your mind. You come to know what are your likes and dislikes. You don't have to tell others. You come to know. So, but dharma in this sloka means vasanas. Here, swadharma and paradharma does not mean duty as per caste system. Dharma does not mean Hindu religion, Muslim and all that. Dharma does not mean here Brahman dharma, Kshatriya dharma, Vaishya, Sudra dharma. Dharma here means your own vasanas or own likes and dislikes. So to act as per own vasana is the only method to live in peace and joy. Only method to live in peace and joy is act according to your vasana in a particular way, the way Lord has suggested. The way Lord has suggested. Karma Yoga, in the way of Karma Yoga. So to act against your swadharma is paradharma. To act against your swadharma is paradharma. While explaining this verse, I have earlier also said, it's a real incident. One gentleman in Calcutta, one boy, I'm talking about 1950s, 70 or 80 years ago. So this boy wanted to be a doctor, but he was from an affluent family. And his father said, no, you should become engineer. You know, at that time, perhaps engineering was more paying, more respectful in 50s. So father forced him all the way from Calcutta. He sent him to London to study engineering. And this boy, he became engineer. He became in a good company, in a public sector company. He was holding a good high post also. He retired at that. But throughout his life, he was studying medical journal. See? So what was his vasana? His vasana was to study medicine. But he was forced to study engineering. I don't know whether that person is living or not living now. So the point to be noted is that at the end of the life, what he collected is more vasana of engineering, and he could not exhaust his vasanas of medicine. This form, this human form, is to exhaust our vasanas, to reduce it. At the end of life, if you say, yeah, I could not exhaust my vasana, then I accumulated more and more. That means you have lost the game. Lost the game. You could have realized in this life by exhausting the vasana. Okay, but Arjun was born as a prince, trained in the art of war. His sadharma was to fight righteous war. Although it is biguna. Biguna means dangerous. It's terrible action, killing people. It is biguna. And at one point of time, Arjun was thinking, I will go and meditate in Himalaya. I will not fight. Even he becomes successful in meditation, the vasana of Kshatriya dharma of a warrior will remain. So our attempt should be to reduce the existing vasana and not to add further by doing paradharma. So existing vasanas can be reduced only by karma yoga. Existing vasana can be reduced only by karma yoga. If you don't do karma yoga, the fruit of action will come and you will again put it into the list of likes and dislikes, likes and dislikes. Likes and dislikes means vasanas. And according to the vasana, again the thought will come in the intellect. According to the intellect, you will again act in the world. When you act in the world, the fruit of action will come. When fruit of action will come, again you will say, I don't like this fruit of action. And we are in this cycle of avidya kam karma. And in Vivek Chudamani, we are studying the same topic, vasana chinta kriya. Same thing. The cause of vasana is avidya. Avidya kam karma, anarthakari parampara. We are all caught in this anarthakari parampara. And we should try to transmigrate or transcend these three. And in the Vivek Chudamani, it says it is easier to control at the kriya level. It is gross. When gross is controlled, then naturally the chinta, the desire will be controlled. When the desire is controlled, the vasanas will be also controlled. Okay, swadharma nidham se paradharma bhayava, swadharma nidham se. If you are doing your swadharma, if you die, it is better you have reduced your vasanas following the karma yoga. Swadharme nidhanam shreya. It is better to die in your own dharma, doing your own actions according to your vasana. How? By karma yoga. Then it will reduce. It is better to die that way. Paradharma bhayava, paradharma. If you don't do, if you start doing others' duty, not acting according to your vasana, acting according to others' vasana, others' duty you do, what will happen? Same thing. That boy who wanted to become doctor became engineer. Paradharma. His own vasana of medicine remained. Paradharma.
Arjuna yuvacha. Athakena prayuktoyam. Papam charati purushah. Anichchanna pivashneya. Baladivaniyojitah. Arjuna yuvacha. Athakena prayuktoyam. Papam charati purushah. Anichchannapi vashneya baladivaniyojitah.
So Arjun, want to ask a question. You see? The same Arjun who was crying, weeping, now he is attentively listening and he is understanding the signs. He is asking a beautiful question. Bhagwan, I think there is something deeper to rag and dvesh also. There is somebody who is a controller of rag and dvesh also. There is somebody, something more subtler than rag and dvesh. Okay, therefore he asked the question, Arjuna Uvachata, Kena Parayukta Ayam Papam Chariti Purusa, Anichanna Pivarsneya, Balati Vanayujita, Atha Ken means by which? Parayukta, impelled. Impelled by what? Papam Chariti Purusa, a man does sin, pap karta hai. What is that factor? Anichanna Pivarsneya, O Krishna, Anichanna, I know this is not right, I should not do it. But still, balativa niyojita, by force, niyojita, kasten, I am forced to do it. What is that? See, what a beautiful question. I understood, according to raga and dvesha, everybody is acting. Very good. But he says, I know this is not right. This is not correct. This is unrighteous. This is adharma. But still, there is something which forces me to do this sin, this karma. Please tell me. So Arjuna's question is, but impelled by what does man commit sin, though against his wishes, O Varshneya, constrained as it were by force? Bhagwan said, Raga Dvesha are so powerful that even Karma Yoga, which is so beneficial, is not effective. Raga and Dvesha are so powerful. I have told you about the Karma Yoga. You all accept the signs and still you are not able to do it. Okay. Why you are not able to do it? Raga and Dvesha, because the Prakriti. What is this Prakriti? Vasana. What is Vasana? Raga and Dvesha, likes and dislikes. So Bhagwan, tell me, impelled by what people do this papa? So what is this papa and punya? Papa comes from the root pa, rakshati, it protects avidya. It protects avidya. Punya, punatiti punya, punya purifies. Simply speaking, you can say any action which takes us away from the Lord is papa. But the whole day we are doing the same thing. All the actions are there for our own happiness. And in Anatma, whole day we are doing. Only in the satsang, when we are here once a week, we think about the Lord. Rest of the time, 7 days, minus 1 hour, we are thinking about other than Bhagwan. Other than Bhagwan. Bhagwan says, you are collecting avidya. You are collecting avidya, you are collecting vasana. You are collecting vasana means you are increasing your likes and dislikes. Why you are increasing your likes and dislikes? Because I am doing for my happiness. That is the reason. If you act in the world as per the Shastra, your vasana should come down. Should come down. Okay. Lord says, Arjun, your question is good, but the answer is Ragdves only. I will explain to you. Your question is very good. But I will explain to you, it is rag and dvesh only. Anichinnapi. I don't want to do it, but I am forced to do it. Forced to do it. A lady went to mall with her husband's credit card. She visited one jeweler shop. Saw beautiful diamond ring. Anichannapi, she didn't want it to buy. Her intellect was saying, no, it's very costly, I should not buy. Still she bought. Because her heart said, you should buy. In the mind, she knew, this is my husband's credit card. Today or tomorrow he will come to know. He will ask me question. This is not fair. I should not do it. But heart says, this is beautiful, you must have. And she bought. Comes home. So when the intimations comes to our phone or whatever is in India, they send you, this much amount is debited to your account. So husband comes to know, what did you do this money? What did you buy from that shop? It seems to be a jeweler shop. You see, I went there to see this thing. I didn't want to buy, I didn't buy, but I bought a ring for you. Now see, first he starts giving Arun, this is a ring for you. Then slowly, this ring is for us. Sometimes I can also wear. And ultimately he said, no, this is for me. It's not me. See, in intellect, she was very clear that I should not buy. But in the mind, heart was saying you should buy. This is anichanna. The source of all evil is what? Bhagwan says. Bhagwan gives answer to Arjun.
Sri Bhagavan uvacha.
Sri Bhagavan uvacha.
Kama esha krodha esha.
Kama esha krodha esha.
Rajoguna samudbhavaha.
Rajoguna samudbhavaha.
Mahashano mahapapma.
Mahashano mahapapma.
Vidyenam yahavairinam.
Vidyenam yahavairinam.
Sri Bhagavan uvacha. Kama esha krodha esha. Rajoguna samudbhavaha. Mahashano mahapapma. Vidyenam yahavairinam.
Bhagavan Vacha, Lord says, Kama esa krodha, Kama means desire, esa means this, anger, krodha, esa this, Rajogun samudva, born of the Rajogun. It is a Kama born of Rajogun. Kama when not fulfilled, krodha will come, anger will come. How is this Kama, how is this desire? Mahasana, all devouring. Mahasana. Fulfill one desire, other will come. Spend whole life, it will not end. All devouring. Mahapapma, all sinful. This desire makes us up to do many unrighteous things. Vidhi enam yabarinam. Know this, your enemy. So, kama, krodha, born of Rajogun is our enemy. So, it is desire, it is anger, born of Rajogun. All devouring, all sinful, know this as your enemy. Arjun, you wanted to know the main cause of pap karma? It is kama. It is your desire which forces us to do unrighteous things. Rag means attachment. Rag transforms into kama. Rag likes transforms into kama. How? Dhyayato vishyan punsa sangante supajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho abhijayate sanga. Sanga means rag. If you start thinking about any object, then a rag, a sanga, attachment will come. So sanga takes us to kama and kama takes us to krodha. Sanga means what? Raga. Sanga means raga. Achha. Theek hai Bhagwan. So it is rag which matures into kaam. Rag means likes. Likes which matures into kaam. So one part of your mind says, I don't want it. But other part of the mind says, no, you should have. Sometimes we have got this type of. It is not the 100% of mind is saying that you should have this thing. When 49% of the mind says no, 51% says yes. So you will buy that diamond ring according to that lady, just the example we saw just now. 51% of the mind is saying yes. 49% of the mind says no, you should not do this thing. Achha. So Lord says this is prabal hetu of kaam. Kaam is based on the rag dvesh, or rag dvesh is kaam only. Once desire comes, it is difficult to handle, it is irresistible. Therefore, your enemy is desire, which is based on rag and dvesh. And earlier, Lord has said, don't come under the sway of rag and dvesh. Earlier, in earlier slok, Lord has said, don't come under the sway of rag and dvesh because they are your enemy. So what should be done with this enemy? Finish it off. Kill it. That is what Lord is going to tell you. In succeeding verses, he will say, kill this. So there are four means. These are four means to generally use to tackle an enemy, you know. If you want to win over your enemy, the four things are used. Some Mahatma says there are seven things. So what are the main four things? We'll see. Then the time permits, we'll see the other three also. So first is Saman. Saman, you talk to him lovingly, your enemy. Lovingly you talk, convince him. Convince him. Lord Krishna did with the Kaurav the same thing. Lovingly went to the Kaurav and tried to convince them. Lovingly. Then second is Danam, bribe, give him. Acha, thoda le lo, thoda de do. Same thing was Lord Krishna offered to Kaurav. You take some kingdom and give something to Pandav also. Second way to tackle the enemy. Third is the Ved, sowing dissensions, policy, divide and rule. That is what Britishers do in India, divide and rule. And fourth is Danda. Danda means punishment, open attack. Open attack. Out of these four, Lord is going to take Danda in the case of desire. Danda. Why 3 are not effective here? 3 are not effective because in the Saman, in the negotiation, this desire is Mahapapma, highly sinful. You cannot deal with them. No question of negotiation with the kamanas, desires. Or danam, bribery, if you want to give, acha thoda sa le lo, let me fulfill little bit of desire. It is mahasna, it devours low, easy, it will want more, give me more. So, Sam is not applicable, Danam is not applicable, Bheda. So there are two things Lord has taken, the two words, Kam and Rajas. So can we divide them, Kam and Rajan, Rajagun? Kam and Rajagun can be divided. In chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord is going to say, Rajo Ragatmakam Viddhi. This Rajogun is Ragatmak. Rag means attachment, likes. So you cannot, divide Kam and Rajogun. So third method also gone. So what is left? Left is the Danda. You have to finish it off. Danda. Other three methods are maya, deceit, upeksha, neglect, indrajal, conjuring. These are other three methods used in politics also. Either you neglect your enemy, number one, or conjure, indrajal, or maya, cheat, deceit. So out of these seven, in our case, if you want to remove your rag and dvesh, this kamana, this selfish actions should be killed. That will come in the last verse of this chapter. We'll see it later. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.